This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Crude oil's stab at $40 a barrel fell short today, 38 and change at the close in New York. The price bust that the oil industry is living through today is actually a direct result of its boom. The world produced too much of it, especially here, because fracking, right? Drilling technology. It's been the source of much controversy, fracking has, about earthquakes, yes, but also over whether it pollutes drinking water. Well, there's a new study out looking at one of the highest profile cases of alleged contamination, the town of Pavilion, Wyoming. Population, about 230 or so. From the Sustainability Desk, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
In 2004, Pavilion resident Louis Meek says the company in Canada drilled for natural gas by his house. His water changed.
In our toilets and stuff, we get a yellowish-brown stain on in there, which never happened until they drilled this well up here. A lot of times you get in and take a shower, and that fine mist will just clear your sinuses.
And he says he and his wife had to sell their sheep.
We was losing lambs because of this water. Cows, too, and then our chickens. We also got to give them bottled water or they die.
Controversy has long surrounded Pavilion. The EPA found fracking likely impacted groundwater, but then it walked away. The state of Wyoming found contamination unlikely. Today's study analyzes all the public data on this case. Co-author Rob Jackson at Stanford found in the aquifer
salts, potassium and chloride, that do occur naturally but were much higher than found naturally. We found things like methanol in the water. There was benzene in the water at 50 times higher than the allowable levels for drinking water.
He concludes fracking had a clear impact on drinking water. And to him, there's a broader risk. A lot of fracking occurs, like in Wyoming, at shallow depths, very close to water sources.
There's no buffer. The hydraulic fractures open up into the rock. When you're so close, things can migrate through natural cracks and fissures.
Here's an important point. The study found frack fluid in the aquifer that households tap into. But did contamination show up in the actual water wells? Bear with me here. The authors say the levels are concerning, but they need more monitoring, more dots to connect a specific path to a specific house. And Canna responded to the study by stating, there is no evidence that the water quality in domestic wells has changed. One local hydrogeologist, Sue Spencer at Weston Engineering, notes another finding in this paper. About half the gas wells in Pavilion had no protective layers of cement near the depth of the groundwater.
They weren't completed how they were supposed to be, but nobody ever made them go back and fix it either.
For its part, the EPA 4 years ago pulled out of studying Pavilion, handing it over to the state. And it abandoned other investigations in Texas and in Pennsylvania. Now the agency is doing a national fracking study, which excludes all of these cases. Rob Jackson.
It's so surprising to me that a national, multi-year EPA report would almost not mention the most high-profile cases that the EPA was involved with. It makes no sense.
Critics suspect politics. This administration supports natural gas, and the draft of that EPA national study right now finds no widespread systemic impact of fracking. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.